Es hat also sich in der Woche gesagt, dass wir beim Jehuda mit sagt, dass sie immer darf lamet test. Perik Torf, Bekalfi, Perik Revi. Sagt der Mishnah, sie hatte durch meine, der Kohen Gadol will grab the lottery pieces from the box with his two hands, one piece which said Lashem, the other said Lazozel. If the one that said Lashem ended up in his right hand, the Skan, who was on his right hand, right side, would say, Ishi Kohen Gadol, lift up your right hand. If it ended up in his left hand, the Rosh Beis Avdim would say, Ishi Kohen Gadol, lift up your left hand. He would then put the pieces on the respective animals. On the animal that was going to be brought as a chatas, he would say Lashem chatas. Rabbi Shmuel says he would just say Lashem. The people there would respond, Baruch Shem Yikoyim Achusa, the Yodam Void. For the Gemara, why does he have to grab the pieces? And for the Gemara, we don't want him to deliberately take the Lashem piece in his right hand. We want it to come whichever kohen it comes into. Rava said the box was made of wood. It was not Kodesh, it was Chulin, and was only large enough to fit two hands. Ravina asked, it makes sense that it had to only fit two hands, so he shouldn't be able to feel around and take the Lashem with his right hand. But why couldn't he be Kodesh? Why did it have to be Chayil? Rava says, if it would be a klisharis made out of wood, and a klisharis can't be made out of wood. So why didn't they make it out of gold or silver, the box? And for the Gemara, the Torah didn't want the Yidden to have to spend more money. A Brisa says, Rabbi Huda, namely, as I said, the Kohen Gadol and the Skan would each put in their right hand to take one of the lottery pieces. This Brisa obviously argues in our Mishnah. The point of the Machlekes is whether the left hand of the Kohen Gadol is as preferable as the right hand of the Skan for this Goyal process. Our Mishnah follows Rabbi Chinin Skan HaKohen of a Brisa who says that the Skan performed no part of the Avodah at all, so it can't be that he stuck his hand into the box. Rather, it had to be the Kohen Gadol stuck both of his hands into the box, and one came in his right hand, one came in his left hand. Abraisa says the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was a Kohen Gadol, the Goyal piece of Lashem always ended up in his right hand. The red string that was tied to the Azazel goat always turned white. The westernmost candle of the menorah always remained lit. The fire on the Mizbeach remained strong without the need to add wood. And there was a bracha in the Oimer, the Shteya Lechem and Lechem Apanim, that even small pieces completely satiated whoever ate it. After these 40 years, sometimes these things happened and sometimes they did not. Abraisa says that the year Shimon HaTzadik died, he told the people that he would die. On Yom Kippur, he told them that he would die that year. He explained that each year he would see an old man dressed in white accompany him into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and accompany him out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That year, an old man dressed in black entered with him but did not exit with him. After that Sukkot, he got sick for 7 days and passed away. Abraisa says the 40 years before the Churban, the Goyal of Lashem did not end up in the Kohen Gadol's right hand. The red string of the Azazel goat did not turn white. The westernmost candle of the menorah never remained lit. The doors of the Heichal opened up on their own as if to invite invasion and destruction. And Rabbi Yechon Zakkai yelled at the doors for doing so. Rabbi Yitzchak Tavlai explains the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as Levonoin because it whitened the Averis of the Eden. Rabbi Zutra Batuvi explains the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as a forest to teach that just like a forest blossoms, so too did the Beis HaMikdash. Like Rabbi Yeshaya said, Shlomo HaMelech planted trees of gold by the Beis HaMikdash, golden fruit trees, and the trees would bear golden fruit. At the time of the Churban, these trees dried up. The Mishnah said, Nisan and Al Shnei Asir, Mebrai says the Kohen Gadol would say the Shema Mefarish 10 times on Yom Kippur, 3 times during the first vidui, 3 times during the second vidui, 3 times during the vidui said for the Azazel goat, and once by the Goyrel. It once happened that Kohen Gadol's voice was heard in Yerichai when he said Hashem's name. Rabbi Rechana said, from Yerushalayim to Yerichai was 10 parsa. The squeaking of the Heichal doors was heard a distance of 8 Tchumei Shabbos away. The goats of the Yerichai would sneeze from the smell of the Ketairis. The women in Yerichai didn't need to use perfume because they acquired the fragrance from the Ketairis. A Kala, a bride, who usually used a lot more perfume than regular women, so Kala and Yerushalayim didn't need to use perfume because of the Ketairis. Rabbi Elazar ben Degloi said his father's goats in Michvar would sneeze from the smell of the Ketairis. Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, said an old person once told him that he could smell the Ketairis in the walls of the city of Shiloh from the times when the Ketairis was brought in the Mishkan in Shiloh. Zokhtim Rabbiyanai said the drawing of the Goyrel from the box is essential, but the placing of them on the animals is not. Rabbi Yechanan said even the drawing from the box is not essential. Now all agree that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that anything done by the Kohen Gadol when he was wearing his white clothing and it was done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, anything done at that time is not essential. So obviously the drawings of the Goyrel is not essential. He's wearing his white clothing, is outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They only argue according to Rabbi Nechemia, who says that something done while in the white clothing is essential. Rabbiyanai says that's why it's essential. Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Nechemiah only says halacha for an avoida, and drawing of the goyrels is not an avoida. Others say that all agree that according to Rabbi Nechemiah it is essential. The Machlokes is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yechanan says it's not essential. And Rabbi Yanai says that Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it is essential because it says Asher Allah twice in the Pasuk to teach that it's ma'akev that it's essential. Rabbi Yehuda says that the drawing of the goyrels is not essential. So according to Rabbi Yanai of the second version, who will this Brisa follow? Mar says he'll explain that the Brisa is referring to the placing of the goyrels on the animals. However, the drawing of the goyrels, he would agree, is essential, is ma'akev.